Media theorist Douglas Rushkoff says the writing's on the wall. In the future, you can either make the software or you can be the software. You may remember Doug Rushkoff. He's written a dozen best-selling books on media and society, including Siberia and Media Virus. He minted the concept of viral marketing and made the frontline documentaries Digital Nation and Merchants of Cool. Now he's back with a new book, Program or Be Programmed. It opens with a story he told N. Strange Champs about a recent visit to an Air Force general.
Yeah, well, I went down to Shreveport, Louisiana, to meet with the general who was then in charge of the Air Force Cyber Command. And he said he was getting a ton of recruits joining the Air Force who are, you know, more than happy to fly drones and operate tanks from 6,000 miles away in a, you know, in a hangar in Arlington, Virginia, but finding very, very few, if any, kids enlisting who understood how to program any of these things. So he had plenty of operators, and they were all very experienced through their video games to, you know, to twitch and turn and fire. But he didn't have anyone who could go in and program how do the drones actually work. You know, and he's looking at other countries. He's looking at Iran and China and India and Pakistan and Korea and North Korea and seeing that these places have programmers coming out of their public schools. You know, it's part of their regular curriculum. He believes that within a generation, you know, we'll no longer have cyber superiority.
So the difference between, say, an American teenager and maybe a Chinese or an Indian or Iranian teenagers, they may all be playing Call of Duty or Halo, but the kids in the other countries are actually learning how to create their own games?
Right. In South Korea, they teach kids how to design characters for video games and computer games, how to program them, how to create a game engine, how to use ones that are there. You know, the basic building blocks of the communications languages of the 21st century.
I imagine that you are not suggesting that we all go out and become computer programmers or that we raise an entire generation of children who will be computer programmers. I think you were suggesting that learning to program is about learning how to think.
Right. I believe that the languages of a particular era really do define the way power is distributed, the way decisions are made. I think it's really important for people in the 21st century who are living on a digital operating system to have some facility with digital language. You know, just as early humans began to speak, I think those who knew how to speak, who could structure language, had a real advantage over those who didn't know what was going on. You know, with the invention of text, those who knew how to read and write had an advantage. Those were the people who built the systems of law that were used for the next 2,000 years. So now that we have this very new language, and now that that is the language that is, it's the medium through which everybody's interacting, having some knowledge of that medium, of the biases of that medium, of how it works, can make you a much more conscious actor in your own life, in the world that you're living.
Let's play this out in terms of games. People talk about us becoming a gaming society. Where does that take us, do you think?
Well, it's a different medium. So you have to start looking at how is the experience of narrativity and entertainment changing, you know, and then how does that change our society? If we move into a society where the dominant form of cultural expression is some sort of experiential gaming, it changes everything. And then it depends what kind of game is this? Is this a game where there's a whole bunch of us with avatars interacting together like World of Warcraft or Second Life? Or is this a solo game that I put on my Xbox and or my Wii and then navigate a path through this world while different things happen to me? Is it a game like a Sim City or a building game where I create a civilization, a sort of open-ended thing that happens over months as I create something? And how do each of these gaming archetypes, how do they structure my thinking? What will religion look like when it is transmitted to people through game? What will politics look like when it's transmitted to people through game?
Well, and you're throwing out all these fascinating questions. Can you answer any of them? I mean, what would religion look like, or what would politics look like in a gaming society?
It all depends whether or not the people playing the games know that they're games. Do people understand that the stock market is a game? That there's programmers right now creating algorithms to beat the algorithms of other programmers? That it's got nothing to do with whether these companies are making or losing money? And everything to do with whether my derivatives algorithm can beat your derivatives algorithm at predicting the next trade in an ultra-fast computing trading scenario? You know, do people know that or not? Some of the programmers do, and some of the people paying those programmers do, but the rest of us are kind of left thinking that this is real economics, or that this is real business at play, and it's not.
So, Doug, you have kids, right?
I have a daughter, yeah.
I think she's still on the young side, at least. I think I heard you refer to playing Polly Pocket the other day.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do about when she's old enough to want to play electronic games, whatever form they come in when she's 10 years older? What are you going to want her to learn?
Well, I'm hoping that she approaches everything the same way. You know, if she's into Barbies, then it's like, well, who makes Barbies? What are the values in Barbies? What do Barbies think about? Do you like the way they think or not? This game, oh, cool. Who made this game? What is this game doing? What are the values implicit in this game? How does it work? Do we like everything about it? If there's something we don't like, how can we make it the way we want it to be? You're basically asking, how are you going to deal with the tooth fairy? You know, are you going to lie, or are you going to tell her the truth?
Douglas Rushkoff talking with Anne Strainchamps about his most recent book called Program or Be Programmed.